Hey, happy not Friday. I recently had some time with the Galaxy S25 Edge, the super slim device, and I thought I'd make a classic hands-on video for once.
Because yes, this is the first flagship phone in the West that is jumping on the thinness bandwagon in a while, which will apparently be the hot new trend sweeping through the industry this year. I had to see one of these for myself to experience what an ultra-modern slim phone actually feels like in person, and I gotta say, I'm both intrigued and very confused by some of Samsung's choices. On the one hand, the 5.8mm thinness is really quite impressive in real life. Especially when you hold it next to the S25 Ultra, which is 8.2mm thick, you can feel a huge difference. There's something very satisfying about how the edge feels in hand. Compared to the regular S25, which also got significantly slimmer this year already, the difference is a bit less impressive, but still definitely noticeable. The phone has kept a titanium frame from its bigger brothers, which makes even more sense here, as that gives the phone its much-needed stiffness, and Samsung also used Gorilla Glass Ceramic 2, which they claim is a new type of glass that should help with keeping things robust as well. I also like that they managed to make the cameras not feel like they're sticking out too much, which I imagine will be a challenge with all the upcoming slim phones, and in general, I think the phone itself looks very nice, even if the colors and finishes are fairly boring. Samsung has also decided to keep most of the specs very flagship-like, so you get a Snapdragon 8 Elite for Galaxy Edition processor, 12 gigs of RAM, and they somehow even fit a vapor chamber inside, which means this phone should have fantastic performance. The display is top-notch too, with beautiful symmetric bezels, variable refresh rates from 1 to 120Hz, and a QHD Plus resolution over 6.7 inches, so basically anything you could wish for, except sadly the fantastic anti-reflective glass from the Ultra. Samsung even managed to include an IP68 certification, wireless charging including Qi2, which you can get a magnetic case for, plus even reverse wireless charging. The device also only weighs 163 grams, which is the same as the much smaller regular S25, and way less than the Ultra, for example, so it also feels really, really light.
This is really a device that you have to experience yourself to truly understand it, because you can see the thinness on camera, but it's not exactly the same as feeling it in your own hands.
But there's obviously a price to pay for the slim and light design, and sadly, that starts with the battery. At only 3,900 mAh, that is 100 mAh less than even the small S25, which has to power a much smaller screen, and also 100 less than the Flip 6, which at least has an excuse for a small battery due to its hinge. The Edge is now Samsung's smallest battery in a modern phone, that it has to power a rather large screen too. Also, charging speeds only go up to 25 watts, which is rather slow. I mean, I guess if a company just keeps making really small batteries, then they won't need fast charging, but that's perhaps not the best approach. I don't understand why they didn't just skip the vapor chamber or even some of the wireless charging tech just to make room for a slightly bigger battery, or why they didn't at least drop the display resolution to perhaps full HD to save some processing power, because all in all, I fear that the actual battery life like this will be quite short. Now, of course, the best solution would have been to use a silicon carbon battery like so many Chinese phone makers have used by now, which can allow for much higher battery densities, and that would of course have been a perfect fit for this phone, but sadly, Samsung reportedly couldn't make the tech work in time for the phone, and I think that's a massive missed opportunity here. Now, beside the battery, another potential trade-off is that you have no zoom camera, though I have to say I find this much less of an issue. The 3x zoom on Samsung phones was kinda meh anyway, and you get the same big 200 megapixel main sensor that you also have on the S25 Ultra. That is a great sensor, and that should give you enough digital zoom for most things anyway. It's better to have fewer but better cameras than one more mediocre one. And the final complaint that I have is the price, which places this phone somewhere between an Ultra and a Plus. In a way, their logic is that you're supposed to pay extra for having an impressively slim, but also less performant device, which feels a bit weird.
Are those trade-offs worth making? Probably not for me, and probably not for most power users, but for some people, definitely yes.
Now, I know these days a lot of people also care a lot about animation smoothness on their phones, and so I thought I'd show you a cheeky slow motion shot of opening an app that's also actually a super smooth transition to my sponsor NordVPN. Ha! Gotcha! Hey, you're a techie, and so I trust that you already know what a VPN is for. I often find that when I travel, apps like Signal don't work in some countries because they block it, or that my favorite shows can't be viewed because of geo-blocking, or that my finance apps freak out about being accessed from abroad, just to name a few. But with NordVPN, I just press a button and my issues are gone. Plus, I also generally flip it on whenever I'm on a random airport or hotel Wi-Fi, so I don't have to trust that those aren't being dodgy. Nord lets you choose from tons of different servers in countries all over the world, to the point where you can often choose the specific city that you want your traffic to be routed through, and they claim that their average download speeds are probably way faster than whatever your internet connection can do. In practice, they're basically fast enough that I don't even notice them being on at all. You can connect up to 10 devices with a single plan, which I've recently learned even includes many smart TVs. How cool is that? And with my link, nordvpn.com/FridayCheckout, which is also in the description, you can get 4 extra months for free if you choose to get a 2-year plan. And there's also a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk in giving them a try. Again, that is nordvpn.com/FridayCheckout, and I'll see you on Friday.